Well, that's cool that, you know, kind of got a little satellite offices around, especially in that area, trying to get around, you know, get to go out and around Central Lake and this lake and that lake. Yeah, it makes sense to have little satellite stations just to get things done. That's cool. That's neat. But not much not much around here. Just traffic is routed all over the place. A lot of major arteries shut down. Logan's Landing, for an example. Well, last I heard. Hopefully it's open. But anyway, besides all the crazy rain and all this and that, any exciting stuff besides Jeff becoming a famous movie star?
Not me. I'm not going to be in the movie. Just the car. And I think you asked that question before. Yeah, as far as I know, they're not doing any sort of police chases or anything like that, so it's not going to have that kind of activity around it. It's basically going to be park it and turn on the lights, and then they're going to do their shoot around the car and in the car, so they're going to have some shots from inside the car, so that's going to be kind of cool. But yeah, it's in fact, they asked me how they wanted me to I wanted to have my name put in the movie. I says, I don't want it in the movie. I says, you can at the end of the movie, if you want to put it in the credits, just put Marvin the police car, and that way the car gets the credit. I says, I really don't want it. And they're like, well, we at least have to put you in somewhere, and so they're gonna do like special thanks to, and then they have my name in there. So that's the only thing in the movie that's really accredited to me, is just special thank you. So for getting Marvin to the movie shot, I go ahead, Dobie.
Here's what they do. Marvin the car, owned by WCATX, no name to be given. But Marvin's the star, Jeff's just the driver.